Let me share with you the letter of a lifetime. Gail Thomas, letter to me. She says, "Dear Dr. Dyer, as a class assignment, I asked my sixth grade gifted, talented students to write about something in our gifted class. My idea was that they would write about some of the material we had covered during the first week. Current events, impressions of the teacher, whatever." She said, "I do give the children a certain leeway with my direction, but I was completely taken by surprise when Ronnie Terrell, a fidgety little boy in my last period class, wrote this jewel. I had your book, The Sky's the Limit, with your full picture on it propped up on my chalk tray, and obviously this is what caught Ronnie's eye. I have seen you many times on The Tonight Show and felt that with your sense of humor, you would love this." Here is Ronnie Terrell's impressions of the class after looking at my picture for 1 week. This is little smartass Ronnie Terrell. He says, "Dr. Wayne Dyer is slick-headed. His barber was probably drunk, or else he was caught by an Indian." Now listen to this wonderful line. This is the greatest line I've ever heard. He says, picture him sitting back there looking. He says, "I wonder if flies slide off of his head." He says, "I bet he was once a magician and he did a disappearing act. And he came back, but his hair forgot to." "Poor man," he says. "His wife used to buy him Head and Shoulders shampoo, and now she comes home with Mop and Glow." All right? Ronnie Terrell. All right? So, not a great letter?